This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating a progress note on Heidi Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. Heidi's H-E-I-D-I, place of conquest, assisted living. Day 18 was March 16, 2022. The paragraph, Ms. Duncan is 60 and was recently in the hospital period. She had a fall a little over a week ago and missed the step. It occurred as she was coming into the house, and there was another resident there, and she just fell, period. She had a fracture of her left humerus, period. This has been treated conservatively, but there's plans for ortho visit as well, period. She does have pain and bruising there now, period. New line. She has a history of asthma, and there was a bit of wheezing and shortness of breath, but that seems stable at the present time, period. She is on inhalers. A new paragraph. She has a history of hypothyroidism, stable with levothyroxine, period. New line. When she came home from the hospital, she was on oxygen, period. She had episodes of hypoxia and felt to be due to asthma, period. There's consideration of the possibility of COPD, but she says she's never been diagnosed that formally, period. In any case, she does not think she needs her oxygen and wishes for it to be taken away, period. I did do a saturation on room air. It was only briefly in room air during my visit. That was 93%, and it was 95% when she was on the oxygen. She also has neuropathy, and is on both pregabalin and gabapentin, period. I will adjust this, period. The paragraph. The bipolar disorder appears to be in reasonable control with her current management, period. She does not appear manic or extremely depressed, period. The paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no complaints. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hearing problems. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, chest pain, or palpitations. GI, she has constipation, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. DU, no dysuria or other symptoms. CNS, she had no headaches, syncope, or seizures, period. Her fall was a slip and trip fall. Paragraph endocrine, there's no polyuria or polydipsia or alteration in temperature tolerance, period. The paragraph, passive, she is positive for asthma, osteoarthritis, migraine, stroke history, back pain. Alcohol excess with alcohol use, psychosis in the past, psychiatric history, bipolar disorder, hepatitis C virus, anxiety, anemia, urinary incontinence, neuropathy. Paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. She's up and about. Her left arm is in a sling. Blood pressure 146 over 80, pulse 104, respiratory rate is 18, O2 saturation 95%, and it was 93% when I took the oxygen off. Head and neck, pupil equally reactive, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal. Neck has no master nodes. Lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheezes or crackles are heard. Cardiovascular, normal one is 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen, top, on tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranium is mostly normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, her left arm is in a sling and a decreased range of motion, and there's ecchymosis in the left upper extremity. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Duncan has arm pain and the fracture, and it will follow with orthopedics, period. I will continue acetaminophen as needed, period. She makes any flexopurine for muscle pain, period. She has ibuprofen available, 800 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. I don't anticipate that she have a too long period. She does seem to tolerate it, denies the eye complaints, period. Three, she has neuropathy, and I will likely stop gabapentin and increase the dose of pregabalin to 200 milligrams BID, period. The paragraph for asthma is currently stable, and she's on oxygen, and I will ask the staff to check the saturation after 2 hours on Lumerin. If most of the time they're normal, I will discontinue oxygen, period. I will continue Symbicort 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, and ProR-HFA, 1 puff every 4 hours as needed. And Flovent, 1 puff twice a day, period. New line, her hypothyroidism appears stable with levothyroxine, 125 micrograms daily, period. Otherwise, I'll continue amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily for hypertension, period. Otherwise, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.